Yo, what's good, peoples of the world? What the fuck is going on out there? Welcome to Steezy's Trap House. This is just a little bitty baby bonus show for you.
Little bitty baby boner.
What?
That's what it sounded like.
Excuse me?
Fuck. Escalated quickly.
Wow.
That's what it sounded like.
40 seconds in. All right. So, people at home, don't know quite what else to say after that, but, you know, that's what it is. That's sometimes what happens here. Little bitty baby boners.
Coming at you hard.
Welcome to Steezy's Trap House.
You son of a bitch.
No plugs today. This is just chilling, shooting the shit. No nonsense. Straight to the fun. Over here on my left, because I've got a new microphone situation, because I had a weird day yesterday, switching people around with all these microphones and shit, and now I'm getting used to not looking at people when I talk to them, so it's not too bad now. Over here to my left, I have Corndog.
Hi, everybody.
You're wrapped up over there. Are you in that mermaid blanket?
Not at present. I'm not presently in the mermaid blanket, no.
I feel like you should be wearing the mermaid blanket because
I should.
I mean, you're the one who is going all crazy about the mermaid blanket before, posting pictures on social medias about it.
I'm in love with that blanket. I will take it everywhere with me. Mm-hmm. I'll take it to work tomorrow. As I sit under my desk, people will be so confused when I spin around in my swivel chair.
You got the mermaid blanket
on? Mermaid
on.
Bitches.
It's really, really strange thing. Anyways, over here in the middle, we've got the Tinder God.
Yo, what up?
Yo, Tinder
like
God.
I need a soundboard in this bitch.
Like just splooshing or something.
People donate to the Trap House so I can get a soundboard in here so that I can have a proper, like, angelic way to introduce the Tinder God. Just saying.
We need your help, people. Please.
Help us out. We need some fanfare to make funny sounds and whatnot whenever Tinder God is introduced. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great. It's Monday. You've graced me with your laundry or your
washer
and dryer.
Washer and dryer.
I've graced you with my dirty laundry.
Yes, you have.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Oh, I don't know if I'd call it gracing, but
different roles there.
What, you know?
The word grace is used quite liberally here. I'm not too sure if it's what you meant regarding myself, sir.
Yeah. Just grace it all up.
Tinder God brings his own detergent, so he's cool. It doesn't matter. That's all that matters.
And a good time.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about your peanut butter ways in a second, sir.
You better do that rap.
Oh, I'm not about that.
You better freestyle. Yep.
You brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
That was a one-time thing. I don't think like that magic can be recreated again.
Really simple. I think I remember the lyrics. So if you need help with that, I could totally, you know, jot it down and we can cue up the song and let it ride.
You know, we'll see if we get to that point. We'll see what happens. And over here to now my right, I guess, because I'm trying to think of my new microphone placement. Jesus, this has got me all fucked up. It does kind of suck. I'm not going to lie.
Just put it above your head or something.
Just out of the fucking ceiling coming down.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a drill and just drill holes in the ceiling right above me. That'd be actually not too bad, you know? That'd look kind of cool.
They did it with the light, so what do you mean?
Why can't we do it?
Yeah.
Anyways, over here to the right, we have, for the first time in the Trap House, you knew him as the onlooker from the last episode, episode 82. We've got the onlooker now unanonymous anymore. Well, actually, still anonymous. We've got Mello over here.
Yo, what's up? I feel like a movie star or something like that. Well, not like a movie star, obviously, but like, you know, when they say like introducing you, like formerly known as whatever.
The artist formerly known as onlooker.
But but you know what I'm saying? That when they're like the star of whatever shitty movie that you just saw now in this shitty movie.
Featuring onlooker.
Exactly. Still anonymous. What's up, people?
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. It was MLK Day.
Was MLK Day today?
It still is.
Winter it is. Man. It was dope. Oh, touche.
It's still not tomorrow. He fucking got some, still died
got
on
an
today.
Old fashioned. It was great.
I didn't get to do any of that fun stuff. I was working out in the sun like a real man.
Damn, that sucks. I was eating and fucking around.
Drinking.
And drinking.
Smoking.
Yep, chilling.
Nice.
It was a good day. So nice. I'm sorry for you.
I was supposed to have a fucking half day. Turned into a goddamn full day. I mean, I got my 8 hours, but whatever.
What, they asked you to stay?
No. It was just like, oh, yeah, it's a late day. No. No.
Or so you thought. You'd think that the Tinder god would be able to get off early. You don't got the pull like that, bro?
I mean,
did anybody else pick up on that? Get off early. You don't got the pull on that. Never mind.
Buddy. Oh, buddy. Okay. Right, people at home, I was worried that. That the Tinder God and Corndog were going to have a bad joke off because right before we decided to record this, they were both looking up terrible joke websites and just spouting off jokes fucking one at each other. Like this huge debate of terrible jokes. It was not good. I'm hoping that they don't do that still.
What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
God, everybody knows that one too. It's Roberto.
What does a mermaid wear to math class? Algebra. An algebra.
Okay, people at home, I'm really sorry. Anyways, let's get to something real. We need to talk about Tinder God and the peanut butter. The peanut butter thing, it's blowing my mind, sir. I don't understand what's going on here.
I just fucking hate it.
What is it?
How?
What is it about peanut butter that
I
you don't like?
No, it's just... Just shit. It's
just shit.
The smell, I don't know. It's just so overbearing. You know, you could just ruin a whole chocolate with a little smidge of peanut butter.
Yeah, but
I'll eat around that bitch, but
how is it overbearing? I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like I got really sensitive taste buds or some shit, but I could taste it anywhere, like in anything. Peanuts are okay, Hey, salted, baked, fucking, all that good shit.
Same shit. Here's my dilemma.
Butter, bring it on. I love butter.
You like peanuts and you like butter, and yet the combination of the two somehow does not work for you.
No, you know some
don't make no
some
sense.
Shit just it's not meant to be.
I mean, apparently so. I guess it's not meant to be.
It's like those people who put ketchup on their like rice.
I used to do that.
Her. That's Corn Dog. All
my
day.
Cousins and I was like,
I can
and
do
him.
That. Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't know.
You like mayo ketchup?
Hell yeah. Mm. Pink sauce,
dude. Mm. This one, Mello used to do some crazy shit with his food.
Like what?
Like you know? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? You.
I put a lot of salt in my food. That's one thing that I did.
Yes.
Like when I was a kid, yo, I loved salt. Like it'll be to a point like, okay, there's a certain point. Like if you put a lot of salt on your food and there's a point where like someone has to tell you you're putting too much salt on your food. Like someone's like, yo, okay, you need to calm down with that fucking salt.
So
relax.
Just snowing everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I used to put salt on everything. Anything. People would put salt on it. Salt on my bacon. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I could see that.
Salt on fried chicken I've eaten. Yeah. It's delicious.
Salt on watermelon?
Jesus. Oh,
salt
yeah.
on a watermelon.
That actually makes it sweeter. I don't know. But
salt on bacon, though.
I put that bad.
I wouldn't be opposed. Maybe.
Don't get me wrong. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was great. I definitely
That's
tried
some
it.
Salty bacon.
It was delicious.
That's crazy.
It's the same thing as salt on fried chicken. It was delicious, but I was like...
I was like,
it was delicious, but I was like,
see how much better that sounds now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better.
Booyah.
It was delicious, but I was still like, wow, I need to never eat this because this feels like I'm getting like high cholesterol right now. Like,
as
a 13 year old,
I can already hear my doctor yelling at me.
Exactly. Like a 30 year process is being done in 5 minutes in one meal.
I don't even think you were 13 at that time when you were doing that. You were probably like 10 or 11.
Okay.
Still.
Maybe I was younger. So.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. Starting young.
Couldn't even see your food. It was YOLO. Covered in a mountain of salt.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
My body was working best then, you see. I was just taking advantage of the time. Now I can't do that.
You're just so attracted to that Morton Salt girl. You just couldn't.
Exactly.
Put her down. She
is kind of cute.
He wanted to make it rain like the salt girl cover. I see.
I feel like that's probably. That
was, well, she was more like spilling it.
That's gonna be That's gonna be the hot Halloween costume of this year. Morton Salt girl.
Yeah.
Slutty Morton Salt girl.
Are they gonna walk around salting themselves?
I would 100% go for that.
Corndog, are you gonna be slutty Morton Salt girl this year?
Just
I just might be the salt canister, the Morton Salt canister.
And just throw yourself on the floor.
Just tip over.
Tip over.
Onto people and give everybody bad luck.
Oh.
Just yell at them and be salty in general.
Oh, no. My God. I can do that. I'm good at that.
There you go.
Yes, yes, you are. This is what happens on Halloween all the time. And I enjoy it. I was talking to my parents about it this past weekend. Every time, every Halloween, all the other girls dress super slutty and Corndog just dresses weird as shit all the time.
Yeah,
Tetris block that year was that year was crazy.
I killed it that year.
Yes, you did.
Didn't you get high off that paint?
Yeah, I got really high off spray paint. I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
In making your costume?
Yeah. Not even in making it. It was just the party, like
the costume itself.
I had just finished. I had finished the costume, and in about an hour we had to leave, so the spray paint didn't get to dry fully. So I'm just inside of this box. Fully spray painted, not dried,
just
inhaling the fumes.
Just drinking and
heavy fumes.
Drinking and huffing.
And she made it out of like all these huge boxes. So it was like a full Tetris block that covered her entire body.
Yeah. It was, and it had like a hinge so I could be the L or the fucking, like the big L or little L.
So all of this had spray paint all over it. So her entire body was covered in just fumes, basically.
That she was constantly inhaling.
Exactly.
She was one large fume.
It was pretty awesome. I was
making other people high. Sorry.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine so.
It was a lot of fun. I remember not saying much, laughing and smiling a lot. Not saying much. Bobby Murphy was with us at that Halloween party. I forget. He was dressed as the banana.
She didn't really drink that much that night, I think.
Nope.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, no. Good thing, too. Later on, I was like, why am I so tired? And I crashed on my brother's bed.
Tisk.
Yeah, it's a come down from the fumes.
And all the other girls just dress like hoes, and that's what Corndog does. And I appreciate her for that.
Yeah.
Like Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. I did Abraham Lincoln year before last.
I remember that, and you tied your...
My hair around my chin.
Shit.
Yeah, it was Abraham Lincoln.
I was asleep for that.
He said, oh.
Wait.
It was good, wasn't it?
Well, I was there on another occasion, but the real occasion that I was supposed to be there, I think on the actual Halloween, I was asleep for.
Was that the party at my house?
Did I show up? Did we go?
Because we had a Halloween party, but it was like...
Wasn't it like a day after or 2 days after or something like that?
It was like the weekend before.
Something like that, I think.
I don't know. At any rate, did you see me in the Lincoln costume?
Yeah, I was dressed as like the Batman. The Batman onesie.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I remember this now. Oh, God, my drunkenness catches up with me terribly. Every time.
At any rate.
Anyways,
there was another time, I think, on actual Halloween. I think it was last year, right?
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yeah. Last year.
Damn, was it really just this past year?
No, not this past year. The year
2015.
Before. Yeah, 2015.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah, 2015. And
we were supposed to be Abe Lincoln and Puff the Magic Dragon, but you fell asleep.
I was supposed to be... How was I supposed to be Puff the Magic Dragon
because
again?
Because I got the dragon tail and the dragon head, and you're just going to walk around with joints.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And you fell asleep?
That's right, I forgot about
that.
Too
much puffing.
Too much puffing at...
I think I was at work that day or something. Some shit like that. Like a long day, and then I just decided to be a party pooper and pass out. Completely say fuck everything.
Yeah, it's all right. It happens.
Yeah, you know. Me.
Narnia.
It is what it is.
Really. Narnia.
It is what it is. Anyways, all I know is Tinder God needs to eat some peanut butter. Get some damn peanut butter in his life.
Is there a peanut butter challenge out there?
You want to watch me puke?
Now, would you puke if you just had peanut butter smeared all over your body?
Okay.
No, I wouldn't puke. I'd just be like,
is it a
really
texture thing?
No, I'd just be like, great, now I'm covered in fucking peanut butter.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like any peanut butter challenge, even for people who love peanut butter like myself, I don't think I can eat like more than, let's say, 2 to 3 good sized spoonfuls of peanut butter in a row. I don't think I can just shove down a shitload of peanut butter just like that, because when you start gulping down peanut butter like that, your body starts rejecting it very quickly.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think there's a level of intake that your body can have before your peanut butter.
Your throat will start closing. Your esophagus will start closing.
Coated with peanut butter.
Oh yeah, it's just butter paste the entire way down your esophagus.
Like, another reason why I don't eat it. Just, you guys are explaining it to me clearly. It's just,
well, no, I'm just, this is talking about eating peanut butter strictly by itself and just in mass quantity.
Excess.
Yes. A small bit of spread a peanut butter and jelly sandwich does not give the same effect.
Mm-hmm. Or,
and so,
or, you know, like a banana or a cut up apple.
Or a cut up apple.
Or a club cracker.
It all seems great in theory to me, but I just,
I don't fuck with it.
Yeah. You know, it sucks.
He's like, it's just,
yeah,
I hate it.
I would like to, yeah.
I'm going to get you to
You
to
would like
it.
To what, Jules?
You know, eat Reese's Pieces without having to fucking cringe.
I'm going to sabotage.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sabotage your food one of these days.
And I'm going to be like, fuck, who put peanut butter in my fucking food? Yeah. I'm going to know.
It's so obvious, too.
I hope you put, like, just normal peanuts and then some butter. I'd be like, oh, cool.
Would you be more pissed if I put peanut butter like it was a sandwich? If I put it, like, in the very middle of the sandwich
or
in the outside
of
the sandwich?
Like, on top of the bread?
No, like, in the actual sandwich, but if it was in the middle of the sandwich, so you eat part of it and then you get to it, and then you have to throw it away, or right when you take that first bite and then you just throw it away right at the very start?
I would do the middle part, because then I would just throw away the middle part. Like, whatever it's touching, I'll just scoop
it out.
No,
but it's tainted everything else, because I've already opened your sandwich also and
yeah, I'll just
put my hands all over your food. So, I mean, really, at this point, who's winning here?
Well, if your hands are covered in peanut butter, like, you just straight full
just
palm
go
the,
home.
I'm not necessarily gonna palm your sandwich with peanut butter, but I am just gonna palm your sandwich with my hand. Regardless, I will do that with my hand.
If it's not covered in peanut butter, sure, I'll just take out the middle.
Isn't that just you making him a sandwich?
But I'm not gonna wash my hands before I make the sandwich, though.
What else are you going to do with your hands before you make the sandwich? Is it going to be
a
disgusting series of things? Or?
Yeah.
No, I'll probably just play some video games or something, you know, but I'm just not going to have that.
Too. Like, you got to what?
Just not going to have that genuine natural hygiene and wash my hands before I touch your food. I'm just
not
going to do
peanut
that.
Butter.
Yeah, it's not peanut butter.
Would you rather have him not wash his hands and scratch his balls and then make you a sandwich, or make you a sandwich with peanut butter?
Wow.
If you had to choose one.
This is the important
run
question
that back
here, my
real
friend.
Quick.
So if he scratched his junk, didn't wash his hands, and then made you a sandwich, say like ham and cheese or something that you like.
I don't like
Would you
ham
rather that? Well, whatever you like. It was your favorite sandwich, but it was made with ball scratch hands. Or would you rather that or him sabotage you with peanut butter and you had to eat the sandwich?
How much
of peanut butter.
How much peanut butter are we talking?
We're talking like fully loaded peanut butter.
Yeah, like it's
like an
butter,
only peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter is unavoidable. It's very unavoidable.
Ball
at this
scratch
point.
Hands or peanut butter? Choose.
Well, I'm being optimistic, and hopefully he scratched outside on the jeans part.
No, all the way.
All
in.
The way.
No. And this is
skin to skin.
This is going to be a day after. After a day almost like today, where I was out in the sun all day long, buddy, standing and walking, and moving, balls rubbing against my legs.
Oh, man.
Think about it.
Well, either way, I'm going to puke. I guess I might as well. I don't know.
See, I mean, you could.
I'm just going to go for the sandwich I like. Enjoy it until I can't process it and just
Even if it smelled like ball junk.
Oh, the whole thing smells?
It's a smelly balls sandwich.
Well, how long has his hand been in the pants for? Because...
I mean, long enough.
All day long. All day. It's festering.
Doesn't really matter. I've just been walking around with my one hand down my pants all day. In one spot.
Like that lady at Seven Bites the other day with her hand down the back of her crack.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, where's the pictures?
We didn't bring that up. I didn't get the picture. She walked away too fast. I just pulled up my phone camera and everything, and I was just getting it to get her in the background. And right then, she fucking walked away. I was so pissed.
But speaking of pictures, I have this candid photo.
Did you say candid photo or Canada photo?
Canada photo.
Candid photo.
I have this Canada photo.
Oh my God, are they at a diner?
No, that's Cheesecake Factory. Very fancy.
Oh. Very fancy.
You know, Cheesecake Factory got those strong drinks.
Not really.
Oh my
They're
God.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit, $11.
That's something right there.
Goddamn, $47.
Is this outside or inside?
That's outside. Oh. I'm looking from the inside out.
Man, they are really giving those people in the parking lot a view.
That looks like The Rock and some sort of...
If The Rock was like three times smaller and 57.
I just was the bald head.
Really?
Yeah, I passed it and I was like, fuck, I gotta get a photo of this. It's
like, they're in love.
It's not like they were paying attention.
Yeah.
Who sits on someone's lap at the Cheesecake Factory and is just like making out with them?
I sit on my mom's lap
on the outside porch. To be fair, didn't you talk about you making out with your ex girlfriend in the middle of a Wendy's? Okay, that is egregious.
Damn.
Can't believe you would bring that up, sir. How dare you?
Damn.
How dare you? Well, maybe. I may have brought that up, but, you know, whatever. So, therefore, to answer your question, you do that. Okay. Easy. All right. Fair enough. That was a young me, you know? It's way past. To be fair, yeah. He's like 57 or 58 easily. Yeah. This is at least 10 years ago for different me, you know. Scenario here. I mean, I'm just saying. I am years beyond those... lovely teenage years of mine. I'm a much more mature person now. I've seen the light, seen the error of my ways, and I don't do this anymore. I don't make out in public. I'm a cool guy. I keep it cool, bro.
It looks like he's going the opposite way then. Because he's like 85.
Fucking. I don't even have words right now.
Well, Cedric the Entertainer was going to be with George Lopez at Comedy Get Down.
They're always with each other everywhere they go.
Are they boys like that?
Yes. I do believe so.
Oh.
I do believe so.
What else? We got Foreigner 40th anniversary with Cheap Trick. $25.
Are you just looking up things on Groupon right now?
Yep.
I thought you were going to start off with a joke. All right, check it. What did one casket say to the sick casket?
God damn it. We don't need these.
Is that you coughing? Shit. Dad jokes.
Dadjokes.com.
The shit afterwards really just drives it home.
Adds that extra impact.
What kills me about this is people, for some reason, are giving me good good positive feedback on it. And I'm just like, who are these people listening to this that like these things? What is happening?
Smart
do
people.
Again. Don't do it again.
She said, this is for smart people, if you guys in here.
Look what the fuck you're wearing. Are you talking about smart people? Oh, shit. Please, no more jokes, guys. No more jokes.
Well, I thought she was going to go with one. I even amped it up and everything.
I'm looking for a good one.
She just left me hanging. Just no.
Both of them, too, right?
Oh, really I got good. One.
No, there it is.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food here. Get it?
Oh, my God.
Where did the accent come from?
I don't know. I just, you know.
I hate this so much.
I was in my head. I just pictured a ham sandwich walking through like a old Western bar, and like, you know, just psh, the fucking doors wide open, boom, and the the fucking bartender, "We don't serve food here."
You know, it's terrible, people at home. This is exactly what we were doing right before this when we started recording. It's exactly what we were doing. Same shit. Same jokes, too. All right, Corn Dog, give me one more. Find your best one, and I need you to hit me with that one.
That's what I'm looking for.
You still ain't found it? The fuck? Fucking slipping, bro.
Hey.
What are you doing over there? Put the mermaid blanket on and get some creative juices flowing.
Ha. What's Forrest Gump's password? Dude. One, Forrest, one.
Hey, that was the one you came out with?
I asked my dad for his best dad joke. He said, "You." Oh.
Just burned.
This is
got him.
This is all we're this is all we're doing on a Monday night. Just telling dad jokes, whooping it up, laughing it up. My God, okay.
Make it some whoopee.
I don't think you're gonna find any others that are gonna make us laugh as hard as that one. So I think you should just end on a positive note with all of the bad jokes. No more. No more.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
Didn't I just ask to end this?
Did you?
But didn't I ask to
hear about the kidnapping at school?
No, what happened?
Didn't it's okay. He woke up.
Oh, shit. How do you tell the difference between a frog and a horny toad?
Niggas.
A frog says, "Ribbit, ribbit." A horny toad says, "Rub it, rub it." Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn 47.
Goddamn 47.
It's nights like these that I'm glad to be alive, people.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
This is what I live for.
And I wish you could see both of them just searching fervently for a new joke.
Just really looking. This really is, reaching here, guys.
That's all that's going on in here. Like, it's just them looking at their phones, looking for jokes as intently as
possible.
For
the sake of entertainment.
Do you call that entertainment, though?
Yes.
I mean, how is that considered entertainment?
Because it's funny.
Define funny. Define funny, okay?
It's like, you know, it makes you laugh.
This is forced laughter on my part. I'm not laughing on you know, accident because of what you're doing. This is all purposeful laughter.
Yeah, well.
Laughter with a purpose.
The one Forrest one was pretty good. And
no, it wasn't. That
this
was
is one
that
of
was
my
the
only
one...
pairs of socks that doesn't have a hole.
You got the least laughs at the one Forrest one joke, okay?
Which was your favorite?
The dad joke.
The dad joke, the you one. That was easily the best one.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. You should have just ended with that, and then you tried to come back with that other one afterwards, and then you just failed miserably.
I cut my finger chopping cheese, but I think I have greater problems.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jules' look. Jules' look after. That's what got it for me.
I just did like the slowest turnaround of my life.
He turned and looked around like, wait, did...
Wait.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
My God. I don't even understand why this is still happening, but I don't... It's like a rabbit hole. It just keeps happening. It just keeps cycling.
Did you take the red pill or the blue pill?
And it doesn't stop. shit. Corndog, do you want to tell the people at home what we ordered a couple days ago that you're excited about?
What did we order a couple days ago? Can you give me a hint?
Something that has to do with your goddamn name.
Corndog Vans.
Well, you just blew it out right out the. I mean, no sense of like radio teasing it at all. No build up, no anything. Just
oh, I just got excited. That was genuine excitement. Yes, we ordered customized corn dog vans off of the interwebs. They're coming in, and they're gonna.
They're gonna blow everybody's tits.
Blow everybody's fucking tits off. It's gonna be awesome.
They're Hakuna Matatas.
To be clear, that is Disney. Do not confuse that with your slogan. It's different.
Yeah, no, those are two separate entities. The corndog vans and the Hakuna Matatas are two different things.
Yep.
Would you like to explain yourself and your Hakuna Matatas?
All right, so earlier I was thinking, man, it would be really cool to have a brand called Hakuna Matata. Or wait, no. Hakuna Matata? Right, yeah, Tata. 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 Anyways, I was like, oh, Hakuna Matatas. Like tits. But now that I think of it, I'm trying to think of how it's spelled originally, and I think it is T-A-T-A, right? Hakuna Matata. Yep. I'm fucked. Oh, I guess it'd have to be like Hakuna Matits.
Matata.
Hakuna Matits.
Throw the entendre out of the window completely. Fuck it. Just Hakuna Matits.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not going to play, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Tinder God, I think there's actually another question for you.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah, I know. Just keeps happening.
Nice. I'm excited.
I know. I don't understand how these things happen. Whew. I don't get any fucking questions.
Me either.
I tell people all the time, email us at steezystraphouse@gmail.com. Any ideas for the show? Anything you'd like to see? I don't see anything. I say email Tinder God with all of your Tinder advice problems. And then the fucking emails just come in. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Okay. Do 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 do. There's your Gmail. Where's the Gmail?
Okay. Should get like a song.
This is a
like a segment.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is a quick one. Tinder God. Yo, you sons of bitches. If you bring two Tinder girls to a party, does that start a fire? This motherfucker's using dad jokes.
Oh, I like this guy already.
Fucking Tinder question. Son of a bitch.
Respect.
Thank you, Ben, for the question. So, if you bring two Tinder girls to a party, does that start a fire?
Yeah. I mean, if you already got them both to go with you at the same time, I mean, you already lit the fire, boy. Shit.
You already lit the fire.
You heard it, boy.
you took those boy. Two sticks and rubbed them together. And now here you are at the party with two Tinder chicks. Just don't get them confused.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, well.
That's think that. This, yeah. Yeah. This one was, it was better than last time. Sorry.
You know, it's funny that it's funny the person who asked that question could be potentially spying on you as we're saying this right now.
Really?
Yeah, potentially.
Ben?
Everybody's watching.
No, not Ben. This is a different person. The person who sent the original question.
Uh-oh. Oh, is this you?
Was this you the whole time?
Is this you? Et tu, Brute?
Hello,
you were
God?
The first question?
Yeah.
Oh,
first
shit.
Question.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Well, How'd it go?
I deeply, deeply enjoyed that show. I must say, I had a great time listening up, and unfortunately, neither of those girls responded in a message, so that's how that kind of goes, and then just dies off, right?
Yep.
So...
Just
another one bites the dust.
You just move on, and then you go on, and then
you just put a dust. Just put a corny joke. I was thinking of putting that what do you call blind dinosaur joke?
No.
Do you think he saw us?
That's a good one.
That's not a good one.
Just putting that on your bio.
Yeah, just a question though. So people are like, oh, what do you call a dinosaur that's blind? Oh, fucking. do you think he saw us? Oh my god, that's so cute.
Nigga, don't you think they can just Google that right afterwards?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you don't wanna, you know, if they're like a bitch and they'll be like, oh, what do you think you saw us? Great run. I don't know.
I feel like that's what I would say though.
No, you wouldn't.
Social media just makes it so easy that you can just do that without any repercussions, really.
Speaking of which, one time I matched with this girl, and on her Tinder bio it said something about I love like corny jokes or some shit like that, and I was like, oh, I don't know. It was like something about like fart jokes. I don't know. And I was like, what's your favorite fart joke? She says it. And I was like, oh, maybe I should look one up. Look one up. First thing I see, bam, the first joke is what she like sent to me.
Damn.
And I was like, okay, yeah, no. Liar.
Trying to pretend like you're some fart joke connoisseur.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, like, this girl's a little dirty. She likes the farts.
She's not real with the farts.
To be fair, yeah. Then you looked up the same website.
Yeah, yeah, but I wasn't going to go with the first one off bat. Like, come on. Use a little.
It's going to go at least two down. Digging.
You got to be like, all right, well, which one's going to be a little, leave a little lasting impression, you know?
Which
a little
one's
skid
gonna
mark.
Be a banger?
Skid mark of love.
A little skid mark of love.
Oh my god.
I don't feel like any relationship that I've ever had and referred to as a skid mark of love just ended well. None of that ever happened.
You just can't get rid of it. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times you wash it away.
So is the world of Tinder God.
Okay, Tinder God. All right.
Little skid marks of love all around.
Spreading skid marks of love around the town.
Oh, man.
Spreading Tinder skid God. Marks in your hood.
Like peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. You just might need some peanut butter in your life to just help those healthy skid marks that you're spreading.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
You're going to wake up with peanut butter on your knees.
Nutella.
Nutella's the shit.
Even though that shit is... apparently causing cancer, some shit in it.
Everything causes
cancer.
Yeah,
I saw something about that.
Yep.
Water causes cancer.
Oh, I cause cancer.
This is causing cancer.
This whole thing. Our existence on this
that
planet.
Is damn. Damn true, sir.
Every swipe is causing me cancer.
Oh, Tinder God.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I don't have much else to get into.
Does anybody have any important points that they need to hit?
I mean,
I just think,
is there 28th? Anything important that any of us have to say ever?
Rap about the peanut
butter.
Oh, cue up the song.
Rap is not happening.
We didn't do the peanut butter rap.
You
gotta do the peanut butter rap.
I don't even remember what the lyrics were, man.
I like peanuts. I like butter. But I don't like peanut butter. Do-do-do. That was it.
I don't even think I could time it as well as I did again. It was... Oh.
It's a pretty simple beat.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
We could do a few takes.
I'm going to fuck it up. I feel like I'm going to fuck it up.
With just that,
the world wants to see a peanut butter rap.
We need
it. They're clamoring for it.
Just take another shot and you'll be able to cue it up. No problem.
You gotta get
I don't see
same,
your logic.
You got to get that same beat, too, because that was perfect.
Doot, doot, doot.
Fuck out of here. Okay, I just found it.
Whoa.
Yes.
Instrumental?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Whirl, whirl, whirl. Joint Productions.
Just hop in whenever. You know when.
Touchdown.
You know what?
No, yeah,
this
touchdown.
This beat kind of, you know, just repeats, so. Oh.
I didn't realize that it starts off just so minimal like this. I don't even know what to do.
This is the whole song.
Analyzing it now. You know, it sounds so much more different with him. Not backing me, like, in the background. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, okay, now it's just all me. Now it's just all me here.
To be fair, you missed the whole part at the start where you're supposed to, like, talk and, like, ramp yourself up and be like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Okay, yeah.
But that's not happening.
You
got to
say things like stiff arm.
Yeah.
Stiff arm.
Stefan. This is failing horribly.
It's like, yes.
I mean, I don't know what you guys are expecting from me here. I mean, I'm not feeling it. I don't have two chains.
Say the words.
I don't have two chains hyping like me up in the song. You know, like two chains brings
like
the hype.
I don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, just
two chains brings the hype like no other. And then in that moment, I was allegedly high as shit and may or may have not, you know, just let it rip right away.
Well,
and
recreate the act. You know, you're the one. You have the control in your hand. So stop making excuses. Put on two chains. Because I don't
rap.
Like peanut butter.
Rap.
You can't just avoid the question by just not saying anything.
I mean, that's fun. That's pretty
at
much
some
what
point we're going to be yeah, like, well, I mean, are you going
to. Well, I don't have two chains backing me up, but it's not like I can change to the freaking song.
It's not like I have a phone in my hand that could search that song.
It's not like I queued this song up myself.
Pretty much what I was going for, the whole silent act there. I thought it was working pretty well so far.
It's not like we didn't notice it, if that's what you're saying.
It's just like that whole movement for me to show those pictures in the Facebook group.
Whoop.
That died out real fast. Because I just kept talking until everybody completely forgot about it in the first place. Y'all are stupid.
See, why'd you entertain the idea of putting the beat on then?
I've only got 9% left on my phone.
Oh, no.
I don't
no,
think that's
you're on
battery.
Wi-Fi. It's not that bad.
I don't yeah. think this is
Oh, no. We're in a house with electricity.
No.
Oh,
in
no.
your own house. No.
I don't think it can happen. I'm not around anything that can charge this phone, especially not that iPhone cord right there on the floor. you know, whatever.
I say we all go in on a cipher. Peanut butter cipher.
Oh,
right now. Peanut butter cipher.
Oh, I think the song ended, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Hey, run that beat back one more time. We can go through another 3.5 minutes of silence.
Fuck, I missed my chance. I missed my chance. Fuck. Oh, shit.
The peanut butter cipher.
Sorry, people at home. My bad. Next time. I got you guys next time. I promise. Look. Scout's honor. Next time.
You were never a scout.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. Neither here nor there.
That was the real song. We rehearsed that for like 15 minutes beforehand. So appreciate it, guys. Let us know. Hit us up if you want that. That's seriously the peanut butter rap.
$59.99.
We nailed it.
On SoundCloud.
Well done, guys. Hey, just like we practiced.
First time
jams.
Bringing you the peanut jams.
Peanut jams.
Peanut jams.
With a Z.
Peanut pan. Peanut pan, yeah. Peanut pan bringing you the peanut
pan.
Jams.
Chopping nuts on these bitches. Shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking shit, man. That's funny. Oh, peanut pan, we love you. Man, I really made my way out of that. like a bandit. Okay, so anybody got anything they want to shout out while I just skate on to this motherfucker?
Where
are you skating to?
Maybe the Gringos get some food.
Mm. A loco taco?
Or pom-poms. I'm feeling that Thanksgiving turkey sandwich right now.
It's not Thanksgiving.
What?
It's not Thanksgiving,
yeah,
but it's always Thanksgiving when you get that turkey sandwich.
The pom-poms.
And they got hot gravy for you to dip your sandwich in.
It's like an advertisement for them.
Hot gravy.
Hot gravy.
Yeah, I'm not even getting paid. Fuck it. Hot gravy.
You should sponsor the 28th.
Well, I can't because Tinder God and his constant negative talking about all things good, including peanut butter, pom-poms is on that list.
Yep.
Just slighting a local.
You hate pom-poms?
Orlando establishment.
I just don't enjoy it. I don't hate it. It's cool. Atmosphere,
vibe. What do
vibe.
You enjoy?
Tinder. The artwork.
The artwork?
Yeah.
Of
sometimes
life?
There's cute girls. Oh, in
like
general?
What in life?
Do
you Tinder,
in
Tinder God
oh,
is
you're
more...
talking about the, you know...
Tinder God is more of a Boston Market individual.
No.
Boston Market.
Yes,
Chick-fil-A.
He fucks with the Boston Market mac and cheese.
Yeah, but it's been a while. I'll fuck with some Four Rivers mac and cheese.
No, same. I see you at the Boston Market. I know what you do. Like you get that meatloaf.
A little
bit of ketchup on your meatloaf.
No.
Swirl the ketchup on top of that meat, that loaf of meat all around.
Yep.
With the juices.
Yes. With the and I know Tinder God doesn't even shake the ketchup bottle before he puts it on.
Ew, that's gnarly.
So he's really
I like that water. That's
really disgusting. Got the juices going.
Ketchup water.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't like my ketchup too red. I like it a little diluted with some the water.
A little squirt.
I like my food soggy due to ketchup water.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing that could ever happen when you like are pouring ketchup on French fries.
Yeah. Why would you ever be pouring ketchup on French fries?
You never do that.
What the fuck? All I get in my mind's eye is you just dumping an entire bottle out on a fucking mound of fries.
No, you know, like you got the quick 1-2 flick of the wrist, like, you know, it's just like a. Flick of the wrist. You know,
are we talking about a squeeze bottle?
Yeah, like squeeze bottle. You and you don't shake it, and it's like half of it's water. Oh, you just destroyed your basket of fry.
I got nothing on that.
It's horrible.
It tastes good on meatloaf, though.
This, not pertaining to ketchup, but this just popped in my head. I remember being in like a Walgreens where I have carpet and going to like the lotion aisle and getting the big lotion bottles and like, you know, uncapping it so you can like, you know, pump it a couple times.
Pump it.
Make sure like stuff's come out, and then I just like hold it above my head upside down and like fucking drop it and let that shit just squirt.
Oh my
goodness, everywhere.
Jesus, man. What?
How far does it go?
Yeah, like, sometimes it'll hit the roof. Like, it'll be like,
That's awesome,
a sharp noise. It'll be like, split. And, like, nobody knows. And I'm just, like, fucking banging this shit up and down the hall. I just thought about that with ketchup.
That's pretty great.
I thought it was just going, like, a couple of feet, but that's.
No, because you're dropping it ceiling. Upside down, like, on its, like, the push point.
This is not a bad idea.
Real, yeah.
Yeah. Or you could just hold it upside down and just push it up and down and be like an automatic like lotion fire.
Lotion firing.
Your hand movements that you're doing right now while you're describing it are also strange. It's just like this. It looks like you're just like cupping your own tits.
Maybe.
Moving them up and down.
Hakuna Matits, he said.
Hakuna Matatas.
Hakuna Matits.
Those Disney guys, they knew it. Hakuna Matatas. It's in there.
They took it from me. That was the only reason.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Nala and Simba fucking do it in the forest? Well, Simone and Pumbaa were like...
Simone and Pimpa.
Yeah, Simone and Pimp over here.
Okay, dude, that'd be a perfect mascot for...
Yeah, I was going to say that I couldn't put a fucking Hakuna Matits as the show name because iTunes won't like that, but the Pimpa... Timon and Pimpa. That's a good show name right there. Yeah. Timon and Pimpa. Fuck yeah.
T-Bone and Pimpa.
Ooh.
Are we pushing it now with the T-Bone and Pimpa?
Well, with Timon. Timon and Pimpa. Why'd you call it T and Pimpa? Nah.
But Timon
is... That sounds like you're enjoying a cup of tea and listening Pimpa. To...
Nah.
Hell yeah, that T and Pimpa. Yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. We've had enough fun for one night.
Oh my god.
Mello needs to drive back too. Mello's got a drive ahead of him.
Fuck that.
Oh, damn.
I'm not trying to do that at all.
Mm. But you still got it.
Yeah,
why don't
I
you
do.
Just sleep and just wake up early in the morning and
yeah,
do it?
That's probably your best
that
bet.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but then that's then the least people are on the road. Got
I
the whole
suppose.
Road to yourself.
I don't know, but part of me just wants to be home because I live like 5 minutes away from where I live.
Fair enough.
Where you
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live five minutes away from my own house.
That's 5 minutes
cool.
away.
What
wants to know.
It's getting real meta on you people at home. I live 5 minutes away from where I live.
I'm just getting real introspective today. I'm okay, dude.
Please.
Gotta go pay my damn electric.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sucks to suck.
Can't pay my electric the first time a utility company has ever told me to.
They don't want your money.
Yeah.
So you're going to go home to a dark house?
No, I mean, I still got power. I just. They just said they can't take payments after 6, but it's an online payment.
That makes no sense.
Right? They're being dramatic.
They got one of those manual computers. You guys have somebody sitting there.
Hit it every time somebody sends in a payment.
Payment. Enter.
Accepted.
Accepted.
He's got two buttons. Accept, decline.
Are they like turning away payments? You know what I mean? Like, are they ever like, nah?
Well, his job. That's his job. You know. Then he goes home. He's
just two large buttons. Just one that says accept and one that says decline. Two huge buttons.
Accept in blue, decline in red.
Yep.
At what point would you decline a payment? I guess me.
Maybe this.
Is there someone there right now declining it? Is that what's happening? Because they don't take it after.
I think it's just like when you had your AIM away message. It's the same thing. It's just like boom, decline payment, auto decline.
Yeah,
that's what it's on.
Auto decline after 6 p.m.
Yep.
That's their away message. Fuck you, declined.
Just take my money, damn it! I want my electricity.
All right, everybody, shout out your shit.
Well,
go around.
I would like to shout out The Big Show, and I would also like to shout out Erykah Badu. And
it's a very unconventional episode.
Come to the 1 year meetup on the 28th at Lazy Moon Mills location.
Oh, boo plugs.
Don't come.
We probably should say it.
Nobody come.
Probably should say it.
Nobody come.
I might be there.
Lazy Moon, January 28th. Definitely do that shit.
Ladies?
He said, I might be there. Ladies.
Meet and greet.
Tinder God.
Snapchat, Instagram, why the fun's not. Shout out MLK.
Yes.
Today.
Shout out working on MLK Day.
Yep.
Like a real American hero.
And then shout out to everybody else.
Joe Biden, let me get that congressional medal, my nigga.
Yeah, he was stoked about that.
Was he?
I know.
He almost cried.
Oh yeah, the memes are up.
He really did.
Yeah.
This man was. The man was leaking. He was leaking something fierce.
Oh yeah.
All over Obama.
Oh, buddy, snotty man.
Check this out. There's got to be good memes on that. I love the Biden memes. Man.
Yeah. All right, Mello. Anyways. Any shout outs?
Not really. I will shout out my boss for having respect for MLK and let me not do shit today and chill and do nothing and drink in Orlando. So thanks to you, sir.
Son of a bitch.
For letting me be a piece of shit today.
I didn't get to do that at all, so. That's fun stuff. You can find me personally on Twitter at Steez Trap. And you can find me on Instagram at The Steez Trap. If you'd like to follow me. And that's pretty much that. Thank you guys for having fun checking out our stupid little bonus show. We were just shooting the shit already over here and just figured why not kick the microphones on and just bullshit because we were already having fun bullshitting. So, hope you enjoyed and all that shit. Thank you, Mello. Thank you, Corn Dog. Thank you, Tinder Gun, all for coming in.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Shout out Peanut Butter Rap.
Yeah. Shout out to the
Peanut Butter Cypher, Peanut Butter Crew,
illest,
Peanut Butter Life.
Illest track of the year. Illest track of
peanut
the year.
Peanut Pan, you know.
Hands down.
Peanut Pan.
Peanut Pan.
Chopping up your nuts.
Goddamn right. All right, everybody at home. Much peace and love.